It definitely is. It's not something you want to ever go through in a career, but it's a process, and we're working through it, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing, keep fighting. That's all you can do.
What do you say about people who make jokes about it?
People are entitled to make what they want to do. It doesn't affect us. We don't listen to it. We can't allow it to affect us. We just got to keep going out there and playing hard as we can.
You hear when you guys had to call a timeout yesterday in Terrell and RJT were kind of barking back and forth. They saw you look like you tried to calm Terrell down. I mean, what did you say to him? And is that, can that emotion be kind of detrimental?
Not at that moment, because I think it was a play that we have practiced and we wanted to do. But the play clock was low, so it wasn't something you want to rush the play. And I don't know, and TP didn't know the play clock was low, and Robert did. And that's all. We were just communicating, making sure that he knew, hey, his play clock was low. We didn't want to rush it. That's all it was.
I mean, that's not the first time he's shown emotion on the field and criticized the offensive line after the one game. Is that kind of a fine line, you know, when you got a teammate who you know wants to win so badly, but can it be negative too?
Well, you want people who are fiery out there. You want people out there that are going to be playing with their emotion on their sleeve and playing like that. And he knows that he can't say certain things, and he'll be all right with that. Like, and he trusts everybody on the team. We all trust him. We all have his back and everything, and we're not worried about any of that stuff.
What did you make of Pac-Man yesterday? Blew him up pretty hard in the locker room, and obviously at the Giants game, he got lit up again by an opponent. I mean, what do you make of these guys going at Terrell like that?
People are entitled to their opinion. People are going to make their things because he was a quarterback change receiver, and he's been putting up good numbers for it, doing it, and it hasn't been really done like that before. And people aren't used to seeing that. But we're 100% behind him, and people can have their opinions. It's still not going to affect the way he plays or the way we play.
You know, there were times yesterday where the ball looked like it was getting on guys really fast, like that you weren't expecting the ball at times. Is that the rhythm situation between quarterback and receiver? Is it how hard he throws?
No, I think it's just getting on the same page. I think it's just getting on the same page with everything, because we obviously put new plays in every week, and you're just trying to get everything done right, and then you're seeing stuff out there, and everything's happening fast. So it's got to be quick. It's got to be getting in the holes and stuff like that, and that's all it is. It's part of football. That happens sometimes.
What happened on that seam route where it hit you on the back?
Just miscommunication. I was thinking one thing, he was thinking another, and it's all it is. It happens all the time. It's just unfortunate that it happened.
Is that when something like that happens, is that the miscommunication because of the play that's called? Is that something changed, and so you have to do something different?
I think it's a mixture of everything. It's not really one thing or another. It's just things we got to execute. We can't allow things like that to happen, and we won't allow that to happen again. Like, it's a freak accident that happened. It's not something that really happens that often. And we'll make sure it doesn't happen again.
Hey, when he was aggressive like he was yesterday, go for it on fourth down in your own territory, play quicker in the end zone. Whether it works or not, do you like to have your coach, offensive coordinator?
Definitely.
Do stuff like that?
Especially if we weren't moving the ball at first, and we were struggling in the first half. We played better in the second half. But I think just showing the confidence he has in us, that's something that we can really buy into and really, really enjoy. Like, we have that trust from him, which is awesome. And I think having that is just going to make us play even harder.
So what was Robert like through the game? Because there were points, as you mentioned, it wasn't going well.
It wasn't really on Robert. It's the whole offense in general. We just didn't play well in the first half. We didn't play as good as we can, and we played a lot better in the second half, and we just got to do that the whole game. And that's one thing we're working towards.
But is he, like, upbeat? I mean, is he the same as he is?
Yeah, he's still leading on the field. He's still trying to lead everything and doing everything he can to make everything happen, and that's part of it. And I think he's doing a good job with it.
Gary, it's about a year ago where you bought into this. Personally bought into coming back. In your wildest dreams, did you think it would be this difficult this first year?
Never, but it's part of NFL. You never know what's going to happen. Every year is different, and you just got to fight through it. And we're going to turn things around, or else I wouldn't have signed back here. I know we're going to. I have trust in this organization, and I'm looking forward to being here for that turnaround.
So you got to hit rock bottom before you come back.
Exactly. You only got one way to go. Got only one way to go.
How much lower can rock bottom put you?
And we're going to keep fighting. That's all we can do.
Gary, Corey Coleman just spoke and said that, you know, he's let a lot of people down. He set the goals and hasn't reached them. What signs do you see that tell you that he can still live up to a first-round draft?
I don't think he's letting anybody down. I think it's just a matter of multiple different things. He got injured. That's nothing that he could control. And it's just balls going to different people. It's not anything that he's done or anything. We have total confidence in him, and we have trust in him in everything he does. And he should never feel that way. And we'll make sure he knows that where he's not letting us down or anything like that. And he'll be fine.